The city of Seattle got several inches of new snow and a weather system that passed through our region late yesterday afternoon and evening. 1 to 3 inches of new snow is expected in the Seattle metro area today before the precipitation changes to rain or rain-snow mix late this afternoon or evening. Joining me live with more on how the city of Seattle is handling all of this snow is Mayor Jenny Durkin. Mayor, good morning. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on. And I want to thank everybody out there that they've done their part so far. We've got another storm or two to get through. It's going to be dangerous on the road. So if you don't have to get in a car, please don't.
And so I wanted to start with the latest round of snow that hit the city last night and yesterday afternoon. How has that impacted efforts that were already underway to clear streets from the massive snow we saw on Friday and Saturday?
You know, our road crews have been out. They've been doing 12-hour shifts, and we work very closely with the National Weather Service, so we gear our service depending on what the weather is. So they've been trying to stay ahead of this, and we've kept our main arterials pretty clean. We focused on bus routes and on places where fire and other safety providers have to get to. But we can't get to every side street and every residential street. So those will continue to be a challenge. We know we're getting more snow today. It could be a couple of inches before it changes to mixed rain and snow or frozen rain. Nobody knows exactly when it will hit, but all of this is going to be, you know, hard for people driving. More snow, obviously, as we've seen how difficult that can be. If it turns to rain, that rain is going to hit frozen streets and snow and slush, which when compacted becomes basically sheets of ice. Our crews now are planning for that kind of response, and we're going to do the best we can. But the number one thing to stay safe is be smart.
And, of course, we have the Seattle School District among the many districts in the region that have closed schools today that will help with folks on the roads. But are there any trouble spots that concern you right now as we are bracing for the weather that you were talking about coming today?
Well, I'd say a couple of things. You know, kids are out of school again, and we saw over the weekend people had a lot of fun sledding. In the parks, that's fine. Please don't do it on the streets. We know some of those streets, people, you know, were keeping guard, but there's a lot more traffic today. You can't stop. So if the street's closed or if it's snowy and icy, don't sled in the streets. That's going to, I think, will be a bigger danger today than it was over the weekend. And we'll see that the hills will be particularly troublesome. Those tend to ice up first. And our bridges as well. So all the bridges we're taking particular attention to is and the hills and treating those key routes. But depending on what weather we could get more snow, several inches, in fact, before it turns to rain. So it could be a real mess out there for us. But our crews have done amazing work, supported by their families, some of them who are snowed in outside of Seattle. I want to thank them, too. And just thank everybody in Seattle for, you know, keeping good humor. Being patient, and don't crowd the plow.
That's right. Well, it seems we're not getting much of a break between these storms, and I wanted to ask you about manpower. I mean, city crews have to be getting tired after working those longer shifts, as you mentioned. What are the plans to relieve them but still keep up the work to clear all the snow?
It has been a real challenge, and we've been consciously trying to figure out what shifts we can work people on. A lot of people who do those shifts actually live outside of Seattle, and so we were looking to get hotel rooms to keep people closer so they get more rest. Our city light crews, we consciously put on a rest because one of the forecasts had a freezing rain coming in, which is the worst thing for our power lines, and we wanted to keep those crews as fresh as possible. So it has been a real challenge for the people doing this work because it's long hours and it's been storm after storm, and it looks like this cold weather is here to stay off and on for at least another week or so. So have patience with people, check in on your neighbors, and know that it's going to be very challenging, and please be smart. Don't just get in your car and think if it's rain, you can handle it.
All right, Mayor, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for your time, and thanks for everybody for doing what they're doing.
Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin joining us live this morning on 88.5 KNKX.